Pitcher. He looks like a combination of Con Fruiterer, Ronald McDonald, and Gary Shannon.
Actually, Gary hasn't been in for the year.
Yeah,
He wasn't in yesterday. He's not in
is there
today.
any tie in there?
I wonder what's going on. I wonder.
Shannon might be working for the Australian Federal Police. We'll have to check up. He's not. He won't be in either today, Gary. He's still unwell. 922-11-882, if you'd like to have a chat. Well, in Fort Lauderdale in Florida, divers have begun removing a massive underwater mountain of old tyres. They've been on the ocean bed since the 1970s. It was a plan way back then to create the world's largest artificial tyre reef. It has become somewhat of an ecological problem. And joining us now from the USA is William Nuckols III, who's the project coordinator and military liaison for Coastal America. William, good morning. Good evening, your time.
Hello.
How is the process going with removing these tyres?
Well, our military divers just got started yesterday in the kind of first full-scale version of this operation to clean up. What's looking like the main pile of tires that we're targeting is about 700,000 in
Wow.
number.
Okay. 700,000. So the team started yesterday. What were they dropped off the coast there, William, over a period of time since the 1970s? In other words, was there a time when there was more dropped than at other times, or has it been a gradual process?
It was a project that was started in 1972. There's not good records on exactly the dates and the volumes that they put in the ocean. We believe somewhere between 1 million and 2 million were put in over a period of years that stretched just in the 1970s.
Sure. And what the original plan was to create this tyre reef, and I guess back then we didn't know what we know now. Was it planned that it would become a kind of a thriving ecosystem underwater? How deep is the water there?
70 feet.
Okay, so not that
Yeah.
deep. And can the so I'm assuming the tyres that were spread out over a large area, how have they been dumped out there?
Originally, they were put out there in very large numbers, pushed off of barges. But when the project was first started in the 70s, since everyone was expecting this to be a positive thing for our ecosystem, it was really a big celebratory party to kick off the initial event, where they had big ships pushing off large volumes, but they also invited the public to come pick up a few tires, and we had small craft, taking out four or five tires and bringing their families out. It was a big celebratory event because at that time we thought we were creating good fish habitat. We didn't realize we were putting something in the ocean that was ultimately going to impact our coral reefs.
Sure. Has the tyre reef taken at all as far as the natural environment goes, William? Is there any life developed, any ecosystems developed around the reef at all, or has it just been a disaster from go to woe?
There are a very, very small number of tires that do have a few corals that have managed to settle on them and grow. But even those are really slated to ultimately be destroyed because the tires really move as a kind of a constantly moving floating pile.
Okay.
A tire on your automobile weighs about 12 kilos. In the ocean, it only weighs about one.
Right.
So large coastal storms, which are typical in the Florida area each year, come and move the pile around. And the few corals that do get started, other tires bump into them, crush them, suffocate them. It's not only a damage to the corals that were there before the tire project got started, it's a kind of constantly killing coral destruction
Yeah,
machine.
very interesting. William, are the tyres themselves, are they once they go into the water, once they go into the seawater, are they benign? Is there any chemical reaction, or do they have a treatment on them that is harmful to the environment, or if they were anchored in one place, do you think they would be able to form a marine environment?
We've never really, the scientific community in the U.S., because we've tried tire reefs in a number of different locations. This one in Florida is particularly bad because it has a coral destruction component to it as well. But in other areas, there have been some tires that have some growth on them, and then other tires right next to them that have no growth even after several decades. And since we've never understood what's going on, and they don't seem to be providing good fish habitat that we thought they would, we've stopped putting tires in the ocean in the U.S.
Sure. And Coastal America, the group that you work for, the group you represent, are you receiving government funding to pull these tires out? And where do the tires go once you've brought them up to the surface?
Coastal America actually is a portion of the federal government of the U.S. We're an entity that tries to pull all of our different coastal agencies together. Our U.S. Congress kind of chopped our responsibilities up to a bunch of pieces. We put it back together. And the tires, when they come out of the ocean, are actually going to be recycled. They're going to be trucked some distance away, chopped into smaller pieces, and then actually burned as a substitute fuel to offset what was normally a fossil fuel burning plant that makes recycled paper. So we're going to take recycled tires and make recycled paper.
Okay. So you're going to create electricity from them. Very interesting. There's around 2 million of them, as we said earlier. How many dive teams do you have working on it? Have you been able to put a timeline when the job will finish?
No, that's what we're actually doing this summer, is we're trying to find out how fast the production rate is going to be and the best techniques for doing this. Currently, we have an Army, a Navy, and a U.S. Coast Guard dive teams working concurrently. So we have quite a number of divers in the ocean at the same time. We're looking to do that for a number of years each summer. As the weather permits, we kind of have to get this in between our winter storms and our summer hurricane season, so we won't get to do this year-round, but it will take several years to clean up this problem.
Sure. Well, but for a good cause, no doubt. Have you been able to estimate the impact the tire reef has had on the environment, the adverse impact? Have you seen species or coral reef disappearing from the area?
Well, we have three coral reef lines off of Florida, and the tires were originally put in between the outer two most reefs. Then the storms have been pushing them against the middle reef. That reef is essentially denuded. Essentially all the living corals have been knocked off of that one.
Right.
And then the reef closer to shore, a number of those corals have been knocked over and killed as well.
Okay.
So unlike reefs north and south of that area, which still have healthy living corals, this area really is there's nothing alive at all.
And again, is that because the reef moves over and brushes against the other coral and destroys it?
Correct. It either physically impacts it and crushes it, or sometimes it shades it and just smothers it by sitting on top of it.
How far offshore is the artificial reef?
It's quite close to shore. It's a little over a mile.
Wow.
Couple kilometers.
Okay. Very interesting. William, all the best with it. I just wanted to ask you one final question. I know that you do deal with coastal rehabilitation and coastal environmental issues, but I know that you sometimes hear stories from the United States of America, from the mainland, about tire fires that go on for years and years, about large tire dumps. We see them in Australia on occasion, just when something goes wrong. But are there big tire dumps throughout the U.S. that have been a problem environmentally?
Yes, there have been, and this is an unusual project because some of those tire piles, people get hear about them and then get malicious ideas and actually want to go and intentionally set them on fire. So usually we don't talk about our large tire piles until after we've cleaned them up.
Right.
This is an unusual one in that they're in the water. So there's no way people can set these on fire. So we get to talk about this at the beginning of the project rather than saying something that you didn't know about just got cleaned up.
And I think, look, I may be reacting to popular culture here because I think Springfield, where the Simpson family live, I think there's a giant tire fire there. So that might be where I got that idea from. Great to talk to you. It's a fantastic project. We'll watch it over the next couple of years with interest. And we appreciate you coming on the morning program over here in Perth, William.
We appreciate your interest.
Good on you. Thank you very much. William Knuckles, the third, the project coordinator and military liaison for Coastal America, which is a government conglomerate or a government initiative to look after the coastline of the United States of America. How's that? 2 million tyres, a couple of kilometres offshore. They started dumping them in the 70s to create the world's largest artificial tyre reef. And they move because of ocean currents and Florida storms. They move and they've knocked off all the coral and denuded the coral reefs in the area. It's an extraordinary story. The operation's expected to run to at least 2010. It'd be quite a job, wouldn't it? And tellingly, I wonder if we can do this in Australia. They're going to chop the tyres up burn them, use the heat to generate steam and generate electricity at a paper recycling plant. What a good story. Out of Fort Lauderdale in Florida. 17 minutes past 11 on the morning program. We'll take a break. And we will also, Rob, we still want to talk to John Young.